Hello, hello, welcome. This is Darian on Darian on the D-pad, and this is my co-host Luke.
What's up, everybody?
Today we're going to be talking about remakes and probably diverging off into other topics too, but whatever, remakes is the main idea.
Remakes, remasters, whatever you want to call them nowadays.
Yeah.
They're great, I love them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, some people will argue that, like, it's not as, they're not usually as good as the originals, but, like...
Well, of course, you don't get that nostalgic feel, like, you know, the old 8-bit graphics, if they were at that time.
Yeah.
Or even, like, the old school PlayStation, Nintendo 64 yeah, like graphics.
The polygons and all that.
I actually still like that. I still have my N64. I play it time to time.
Oh, yeah, I have one, too.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. I play Kirby and the Crystal Shards and the original Super Smash Bros., stuff like that.
Same original Smash. I play like all the Zeldas, Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time. Actually, one of my favorites that like not too many people like would play, but like it's I'd say it's an honorable mention is Star Wars Rogue Squadron.
Oh, wait, is that the?
That's the one you just like fly around as like either Luke Skywalker or Wedge Antilles and like different types of aircrafts, and you do missions. So you could like one mission you'll be in an X-wing, next mission you'll be in a Y-wing. You can unlock, like, the Millennium Falcon, the Naboo Starfighter.
Okay.
You can actually unlock the TIE Interceptor and play as the TIE Interceptor. It's pretty cool. Damn. Even though you die in, like, two shots.
Oh, dear.
Because TIE Fighters Interceptors are pretty weak. No shields.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to be in a Y-Wing if you want shields. Those things take a beating.
Oh, well, damn.
He actually even says the line, too. You get shot a few times, and, like, you know, Luke Skywalker's like, wow, these things take a beating. And, like, your health and your shields are, like, totally still up, even though you got, like, shot 10 times by a TIE.
Well, shit. Yeah, I also have, like, Super Mario 64. I just started it, really, and,
Oh, that game's a classic.
Yeah, it very much is a classic.
I remember I used to, like, sit in, like, Best Buy or Future Shop. Whoever had their N64, like, there is, like, the demo. Mm-hmm. It was always, Mario 64, and I'd stand there for hours playing it.
Yeah.
Like, trying to beat levels, and...
Mm-hmm. It's a very chill game that you just...
The one... My most notable level that I could... Almost never beat. Now I can, but like back in the day, I couldn't. Was the level where you had to race the penguin?
Oh, okay, yeah, I know.
Down the slide. Mm. Oh, that was so annoying because like I'd fail so many times and have to restart.
Yeah,
turn my console off and on so I didn't lose my hearts or stars, my lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like I died too many times. Restart.
Yeah, I do that too sometimes when I speedrunning levels in Sonic games. But yeah,
yeah, when you're trying to like break that record or like get that achievement or something, you're like flip on and off.
Yeah, like you like just farmed like so many lives, you're not just gonna waste them and like get a game over.
Even Pokemon was like that too. It's like this boss bat, this gym leader battle isn't going how I want it to go. Off.
Just soft reset. Yep.
Reset. Okay, let's get all my potions back, all my revives, yeah, and exactly. All that stuff, and let's try again.
Mm-hmm. I tried doing that at one point, but like my Pokemon were too underleveled. So and like grinding was just too boring for me in that instance. So I just would go get my ass beat, get the experience.
Go back.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd actually do that too. I'd get like make sure they're strong enough. Then finally, like, I'm like, all right, now I think they're strong enough. Like, let's get all the items I need and let's give this a shot. And like sometimes I'd get right to the last like Elite Four just before like you know whoever the champion is, whether it was like Lance or Blue or Red, whoever your rival was in the first one. And, like, I'd get there and be like, like, I feel like I could do it better. Like, restart.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could one-shot more of, like, there's save potions and save my guys from getting fainted and fun games. Actually, I still have Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I love those games, too. And they're actually fun if you bring around parties because I still have the packs.
Okay, yeah.
And if people still have their cartridges, you could just slide it in and use your things from your cartridges.
Yeah, I heard about that. Like, I heard it's, like... better if you do that, because, like, the rental Pokemon don't exactly have the best...
They don't have the greatest movesets, like, the stock ones in the cartridges, like, when you're playing and you just start selecting stuff, you're like, wow, these movesets are bad. Some of them are really good. Like, they gave, like, Lapras a really good, like, moveset.
Okay.
But they gave someone, like, Charizard, like, a horrible moveset. Like, they gave him, like, Fire Spin with, like, Slash, and they gave him, like... Two other ones, like, no, he doesn't even have Flamethrower, and I'm like, oh, man, a Charizard without Flamethrower is useless.
Oh, yeah. Why Fire Spin? Oh, my God.
That's a horrible move.
It's so weak.
I remember it, like, when I was a kid, I'm like, oh, this move must be so good. He learns it when it was, like, at level 50-something Charizard, and then, like, you use it, and you're like, wow, Fire Spin is horrible.
Oh, yeah. Like, they make it look cool in the anime, because it's like a giant tornado. But then in game, it has like 35 power and that's it.
Then you realize you're like, wow, flamethrower is probably probably the absolute best fire move like out there. Does a lot, tons of damage, high accuracy, and high PP too. You can keep using it over and over again. Whereas like Fire Blast, you only get like 5 PP. Unless you have a PP up and you boost it to like 10. Usually you only get like the 5 fire spins. But like a flamethrower, you can just keep using that thing. Deals 90 damage. And especially if you have the way I was like using like my Mega Charizard Y.
Okay.
Oh yeah, flamethrower is like super strong.
Oh, well, like in the sun and all that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Sunny Day with his boost plus, you could just one shot people with like flamethrower, like no problem.
Yeah, I imagine. Mega Charizard Y was really fucking strong.
But yeah, remakes, I love them. Like, look how many remakes the DS did, like, with Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, I was going to mention that when you were talking about them.
They're amazing. Like, when I had my DS, like, those were my two games, like, I played besides Alpha Sapphire and Smash Bros.
Okay,
like, I was always playing Ocarina of Time, or because, like, that nostalgic, those were remakes I found that lived up to the hype, and actually people were like, they're just as good as the old game.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are actually saying that right now about Spyro and Banjo, actually, I find. Crash, yeah. Crash and Spyro.
Banjo remake.
Yeah, no, people are raving, saying like, oh my god, like I feel like I'm a kid again, I'm playing this, and like the graphics are revamped, and...
Yeah. It looks. I haven't tried them yet, but like I really want to... I haven't gotten into the series, but since it's the first three games, but like in HD, I feel like if I did get those, it would be like a good way to get into it. I just heard, I mean, like for Crash Bandicoot, people really liked it. I like saw playthroughs of it, and I really thought it was really cool. And I like how they like redid the voice acting and everything with the same actors.
Yep.
And well, I don't know about Cortex, but I know Crash's sister Coco had the same actress.
Same actress, eh? Mm-hmm. And I think Crash 2, eh?
I think, I'm not sure. I mean, like, it's Crash. He has a...
It would be cool for the company to do that, you know, bring in all, like, the, hey, we're revamping it, we just need your voice again to just redo, or unless they were smart and they could save all the audio from when they did the first game. It's just basically replacing graphics and keeping audio and probably just remastering it a bit, making it more clear. And
yeah. At the same time, like, if it did that, the audio might have been, like, I don't know, kind of low quality, because it was way back in the day.
It depends. You know, some of those companies, like PlayStation, they had the best of the best technology at the time, so I'm sure, like, it doesn't sound too bad. But, yeah, I think it's when they have to do, like, the rendering and putting everything together. Like, you play a game, like, from, I'd say, mid-90s to mid-2000s, like, yeah, the audio is, like, kind of, like, shite. Like,
yeah.
You play, like, Resident Evil, or you play, like, Dino Crisis, or any one of those games, like, from that time frame, like, you can hear it, the audio is, like, just... But I think that all had to do with, like, yeah, putting, like, everything on the disc, like, you know, like, the graphics with the audio, with everything else that comes with it.
Like, you have to like, save space somehow, like, or the audio quality just a little bit, or stuff like that.
Nowadays, you play a game, like, look, I'm playing Red Dead right now. I feel like I'm watching a movie while playing that game. It's so well done. Like, the audio, the visuals, like, I'm sitting there, like, my controller, I'm like, you know, I would be cool with just, like, it going, doing whatever it's doing.
Yeah, just watching the cuts.
And just let me play once in a while, shoot guys, and ride a horse, hogtie somebody. That's actually probably my favorite thing right now, just, like, running by people, swinging my lasso, and just, like, nabbing them and hog tying them, and I'll just leave them there. Like, get back on my horse, I'm gone. Normally people would just take them, put them on their horse, and take them to wherever. I just do it, and I'm like, all right, I'm on my way. I'm like, see you.
Have fun.
It's like, what, you're just going to leave me here tied up? Yep.
It was just for fun. See you.
Yeah, just for fun. Another notable remake that's coming out that I'm super, super looking forward to is the Resident Evil 2 remake.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one.
Oh, man, it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially what I like what they're doing with it. They're kind of taking like the Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 5 play style.
Okay.
But they're using the Resident Evil 7 like engine and the way like the game is like played. Like if you've seen like the newest Resident Evil or Resident Evil 7, like it's a terrifying game. And I find it's way different than the others because the others, you know, you got that back view or that like a set camera view that used to have in like the original Resident Evils where you'd walk like in a room, it'd be a set camera.
Okay.
And That was actually probably the suspense of the old games. Is like you're in that set camera in the corner of the room, and you'd basically have to walk around the corner to like get to that next camera view. And sometimes like you'd walk around the corner, the camera switches, and boom, there's like a freaking zombie or dog or liquor. Something's just standing there waiting for you. And like right away, you're turning around, running back. It sets back to the other camera view. It sees you running like from the corner, and all of a sudden around the corner, you see like the thing like coming after you. I'm like, it's so suspenseful. But like this new one, I like what they're doing with the lighting. Because with the old Resident Evil 2, yeah, it was like the set camera views, but you could see everything. The lighting was good. Like there wasn't no like pitch. You weren't like in pitch black areas.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas this one, you have to like find flashlights, and you have to go through the police station like in pitch black. And there's like parts where like it's like dark, and like all of a sudden you shine your flashlight and you'll see like a zombie just like eating like a dead carcass, and you're like, okay, I just gotta like slowly
walk by,
gallivant through. Or then there's like another scene where you see the guy like flash the flashlight, and you see like four of them just standing there, and like all of a sudden like look up, and it's like, oh crap, run.
Yeah. Another remake that I guess that has been in production for a while is the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah, that's actually one I'm hoping they do on all consoles. Like I know they're just probably just gonna do only Sony, only on PlayStation.
Yeah.
But I'm like hoping like they're cool and like they do it for Xbox, and they do it for Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like if they put it on the Switch, that would actually be really cool. Because that was actually one of the games like growing up, like I remember like playing it at my friend's house, and I'm like, this game is awesome.
Yeah.
Like I played like the other Final Fantasies for like Game Boy and Super Nintendo, but that was like the first one. It came out like on a at the time next gen, like for PlayStation. And yeah, great storyline, great characters. Like, you know, you got Cloud, Tifa, Sephiroth, those guys are like really good, like memorable. Out of all the Final Fantasy characters, I find they're like probably some of the most memorable.
Isn't Final Fantasy VII like the most iconic game?
It is, like cast wise, like those characters are so iconic. Like, look, Cloud's made it, and Sephiroth too have made it into Smash.
Sephiroth?
I'm pretty sure Sephiroth made it into Smash too. I know Cloud did for sure.
Well, yeah, Cloud is in, but not Sephiroth actually.
No, Sephiroth was in Soul Calibur.
Oh, okay,
that's where he made it. Yep. I remember he made it into like another game. I just couldn't remember what. And I'm like, oh yeah, he was in Soul Calibur.
He'd be cool in Smash though, I think.
Sephiroth, to have him and Cloud. It'd be cool, like, you know, to have the rivals, like the protagonist, antagonist.
Yeah, you know, if Square Enix could like not be overprotective of their characters.
Yeah.
Like, you know how Final Fantasy VII has two songs in Smash Bros. Two,
eh?
Uh-huh. And every other franchise has at least five. That's kind of sad. And,
well, to be fair, like, Cloud's not really a Nintendo character, like Square on. Well, then again, like, Final Fantasy was on a Nintendo, but then it jumped to PlayStation, and then...
Yeah, 7 was never on Nintendo. I mean, I think it's getting a port. A port of Final Fantasy 7 for the Switch, if I remember correctly, in, like, a little collection. Which I guess they excluded. I remember they excluded some numbers from it. I don't remember if they put like 9 or whatever.
Probably like 9, 10, and 11, the ones that all came out, like PlayStation 2 and PlayStation like 4 and 3. Yeah. The most recent ones I find are probably the ones they're not going to.
I mean, they're releasing, I think it's 15 or 14 Pocket Edition or something.
Okay.
I think it's. I don't play Final Fantasy, so I don't know these things. It looks like the same game, but like the characters are chibi, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like miniaturized or like...
Yeah.
More for like children, I'm guessing.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I think it was on the phone at first. Like on the App Store or something.
Okay. It was like it was going to be a mobile game.
Yeah, it was a mobile game. I think they're putting it on Switch. I don't completely get it, but yeah. I'm sure it'll be fun to have that experience on the Switch, but yeah.
I actually remember like back in the mid-2000s, I got like... throwing a curveball because like all the Final Fantasy games were coming out only on PlayStation and PlayStation only. Then GameCube like came out with like one of their games. I can't remember what the heck it was called. Final Fantasy, and it wasn't played like a Final Fantasy game. It was like a runaround, like you had to like go find like things, and yeah, you didn't have the you'd run around the map, and then like you'd encounter your enemies, and it became like turn-based combat. Was like God, what the heck is the name?
Like an adventure game, sort of?
More? Yeah, it was like more like God, I'm going to look up the title right now.
Okay. Would it maybe be something more like Xenoblade, where instead of like turn-based stuff, it would just be like stuff in the moment or something, where you have to like dodge and...
Oh, Crystal Chronicles, that's what it was, yeah. No, it was like you'd run around, and it was almost like... Oh, what's another game I can compare to it? But it wasn't turn-based. Like, you could actually, like... It was like a button masher. Like, you could...
Oh,
like,
okay. So, it was real-time.
Yeah, it was, like, real-time. Like, your enemies, like, you'd be able to, like, just, like, button masher, like, A and, like, defend with B. Okay. And of course, it was, like, overhead.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the object of the game was, like, there was, like, this, like, poisonous, like, thing called miasma. And okay. it poisons people. And the only way to, like, protect yourself from it is, like, these crystals, like, create this, like, barrier. But every so often, like, the crystals run out of, like, I guess, juice.
Okay.
And you got to go to these special trees to, like, refill the crystal. So, basically, like, all these little towns had, like, these, I guess, like, warriors or heroes that would go out and get, like, the crystal replenished, then bring it back. So,
okay.
You can have, like, a whole other season, I guess, to live, you and your town.
Okay, yeah.
And, yeah, it always said, like, if anytime you died, like, they're like, oh, your town, like, didn't get their crystal replenished. Like, eventually, like, they're going to... Basically, they're all going to die. It's like, because you died, everyone's going to die. But it was a fun game, but, like, it became kind of repetitive. But, yeah, it was, like, the first Final Fantasy game, like, in that era that came out. It came out in, I believe... Let's see, we're at the wiki page. 2004.
Well, damn.
For the GameCube. And a remastered version. Oh, is actually coming out for the Switch and PlayStation 4 in 2019. What do you know?
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Actually, what was cool about it, too, it was four players.
You got a four-player with it?
Yeah, because it was on the GameCube, so, like, you and your friends could, like link up on, like, one account and... Mm-hmm. On one console and just basically, like... And what was cool, actually, it did the, if I believe so, you had that special control. Because I remember with the GameCube, what you could do is if you had a Game Boy Advance, there was a special cable you plugged into your Game Boy Advance.
Okay, yeah.
And your Game Boy Advance became, like, your controller with, like, all the stuff on the display.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they came out with the game Zelda the Four Swords.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that was like that. You hooked up four players, and instead of the regular paddle, you used the... Yeah, you used your Game Boy Advance as, like, the controller. Mm-hmm. It had a special cable that went into it, into the console, and you'd get, like, a heads-up display on the GameCube, on the Game Boy Advance, like, your health, your items, and, like, really? All that stuff.
Okay.
So you didn't have to, like, press start and, like, see, like, you know when you're playing a Zelda game and you want to switch, like, between your items, like, the menu, like, slides upwards.
Yeah.
Like, on those, like, classic Zelda games, like, instead of that, it would be on your Game Boy Advance, so basically you wouldn't, like, distract the other players. Like, they'd be around, like, fighting enemies. You'd just be standing there, like, looking through your inventory. Oh, I'm going to switch from my bow to my hookshot.
Okay.
Or my boomerang. Or the running boots. You know, you'd be switching between your things, but it'd all be, like, on your handheld screen while your other players didn't get distracted.
Because,
like, I could see, like, they're probably trying to develop the game, and it's like, yeah, if this guy's going to be trying to switch, like, his items, of course, like, the thing's going to come up, and all the other players are going to have to stop and wait for him. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, let's just try this out. And it was cool. And Crystal Chronicles did the same thing. It was like, yeah, each player could use, like, their Game Boy Advance as, like, the controls.
Okay.
Heads-up displays there for, like, personal items and personal, I guess, like, options. Okay. So you didn't have to take away from the other players, like, playing experiences.
Yeah.
But that's actually going to be a pretty cool remake, though, for the Switch and PS4.
Is it a remake or a port? I'm not sure.
It's going to be a...
I imagine it'd be a port. I don't know. Like, I think people would be making a bigger deal out of it if it was a remake.
No, they're saying remastered version, so I guess probably just, yeah.
Maybe, like, updated graphics or something. Something like...
Tad updated graphics, probably a tad bit of, like, mechanics and maybe a few maps and little, like, training. I find when they do, like, these remasters and remakes, mm-hmm. they'll add just, like, a little, like, extra thing.
Yeah,
like,
I want to do little extra things. Yeah.
Little extra level, like, extra stage or items or new enemies to fight.
Yeah. Like, Sonic Adventure was a game that came out in 1998 on the Sega Dreamcast, but when... Sega went out of the console business, they made started making games for other consoles like Xbox.
Well, yeah, like PS2 and all that. Sonic was making his games for like the GameCube and Nintendo, and then
yeah, the first game that they did that wasn't first party was Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, which was a remaster of Sonic Adventure 2 for the GameCube, and they slightly updated the graphics, like the character models were upgraded to have more like look more polished. They had less polygons.
Okay.
More in game, the cutscenes still kind of used them, the old ones, but yeah, they didn't add much to the story or anything, or the actual like main campaign, but the whole battle subtitle of it was because they had everything in the multiplayer unlocked for you right from the start.
Okay, okay.
And they allowed you to play on more stages, and yeah, that was the main gist of it for that remake, but. What's funny is they released Sonic Adventure 2 Battle before they released the remake for Sonic Adventure 1, which is Sonic Adventure DX, Director's Cut. In that game, they really upgraded the graphics. Like, the characters look really smooth. So smooth that, like, they have a weird shine effect on them. Makes them look like plastic, but whatever. Still works. It's still fun. It still looks pretty nice. Again, they didn't change much of the story or anything. Like, I think they might have changed some parts of the levels, maybe tiny tweaks here and there. But I know they added some extra content, like they added extra missions for you to play, and you're able to unlock old Game Gear Sonic games on it if you do certain actions and stuff. So yeah, remasters like that, I think they're pretty good. They add to it. Although a lot of people complain about the graphics in that game, like. The lighting doesn't really look good compared to the Dreamcast because, again, the characters are super shiny, so it looks like there's light on them at all times. And it looks like, okay, let's say you're in a day setting, it looks normal. On the Dreamcast, when it went to night, the shaders made everything look pretty dark.
Oh, okay.
But when it's nighttime on the GameCube, it still looked like it was daytime because
the shininess,
it didn't really work on the models, but other than that, it was a pretty well-made remaster.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since I'm seeing a lot of these, I wonder what else the Switch is going to remaster or remake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, I heard, I don't even know if they did it yet. No, they didn't do it yet. I'm hearing, though, Conker's Bad Fur Day is almost going to get a remaster.
Really?
Like I know it did for Xbox back in, I think it was like 2008, 2009. But yeah, there's speculation there's going to be another remake because that game was fun. And that was a game that actually threw me off as a kid. Because like, I remember my first like encounter with Conker was on Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh yeah.
And playing that, you're like, oh, this is totally a kid's game. You know, Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, all these characters like Conker, Banjo-Kazooie was on there.
And
Banjo's game came out and you're like, okay, yeah, like they're starting like all these spin-offs with these characters from this racing game. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Then like I see it, Conker's Bad Fur Day. I'm like, oh, this is going to be like a little kid's game. It's going to be totally.
No.
Hell no. Just like the first 5 minutes, you see him stumbling, walking into a bar and.
Yeah.
One of the first bosses you fight's a poo monster.
Oh, yeah. The great and mighty poo.
And just even playing, like, the multiplayer games, you're like, wow, this is not a game for kids
at all.
Like, there's the D-Day mission where the bear Nazis and the squirrel Jews are trying to get through. Then there's the heist missions there with the weasels. Like, at the end of it, if you fail, like, they're putting bricks on your feet and throwing you into the water. I'm like, what the hell, man? This is absolutely not a kid's game. Mm. And they're swearing, and it's getting bleeped out, of course, when they swear.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Still, just the fact that, like, the conversation bubbles are popping up and dialogue bubbles, and you could see it. I'm like, oh, man. Like, well, I'm like, hey, Nintendo. Like, I remember at the back in the day, everyone's like, oh, Nintendo's, like, for kids. It's just kids. Yeah. Like, it's only kids' games. I'm like, no, there was some pretty, like, adult games, like, on N64 and GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did remake the Resident Evils. Like, I remember Resident Evil and being on, Resident Evil 2 being redone, not redone, but like it got made for N64 from the PlayStation, PlayStation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else did they release to, the Turok games? Those are pretty gory.
Oh yeah. Even some of their, first party stuff is actually pretty messed up in some instances. Like, of course you have your Mario's and Zelda's and stuff like that.
There's another game called like Shadow Man. That game was like disturbing. It was so weird. I had to like do it like voodoo and like stuff like that. Jeez. And
okay.
Like alternate dimensions, like Dead Realms, and yeah, just even playing the game, you're in there and you're like, this game is like scary, man. There's like, there's just things you can't even explain that are in the game. You're like, yeah, that's not normal. And if I seen that in real life, I crap my pants.
Yeah. I mean, like I was saying, you have Mario and Zelda, which are pretty, you know, kid friendly for the most part. Zelda, I guess, kind of borders on some scary territory I've seen.
Oh yeah, it depends if it's Shadow Temple specifically.
But like then they have like games like Metroid.
Oh yeah,
where like, literally your arch nemesis killed your parents, Ridley. Like, okay, chill. And
well, basically all those like things like took over the station, right? Like.
Yeah, there's like...
like whatever space station you're in, it's like the Metroid and like all the other aliens and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like some of the designs of like the aliens in Metroid are like pretty freaky. Like even Metroids themselves, like they're supposed to be like little jellyfish things.
But then they get big and huge.
Yeah, they like suck out your brain. You're like, okay. Like whenever the assist trophy appears in Smash Bros, like I get a little unnerved because it looks weird. Like you see like its veins and stuff. And,
yep.
Yeah. Like even something is... okay. Even something as like light as Kirby, like how happy-go-lucky Kirby games are, if you get to the final bosses, a lot of them are pretty messed up and disturbing. Like fucking Marks in Kirby Superstar. I don't know if you know him.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a jester guy. He just appears as this cute little guy at first. He's just bouncing on a ball or something. And then he betrays you. And he gains ultimate power to take over the universe, and he suddenly is able to literally split in half and create a black hole in front of him. And what else can he can? He just laughs at you in like every instance he gets his boss fight. He looks like he's just gone insane, and it's yeah, he seems sadistic. And even in the new Smash Bros, they included him as a boss, like as a fun little reference, I guess. He's like one of Kirby's bosses in the classic mode,
because
like,
okay.
Every character has their own classic mode in that game. And he has some new attacks, and Jesus Christ, they're fucking messed up. Like, the split attack is back where he splits in half and he creates a black hole in the center of him. But like, it makes like a weird, like, cracking sound, like a cracking of a neck or something. They do like splits and
ooh.
Yeah, it's disturbing. But there's also another attack where he like sprouts weird pink like veins from him that like go all around the screen and damage you. It's weird and creepy.
Mm.
And it's always a pleasure taking him out whenever I beat him in a boss. Actually, speaking of Kirby Superstar was on a SNES, I don't remember what year it was released, but it was one of the, like the best Kirby games of all time, according to many people. And then they remade it from the ground up on DS as Kirby Superstar Ultra. They added so many different modes, like I think almost more than half of what the original game had. They fixed issues with the original game, like the because like you couldn't summon like a partner from an ability that you had.
Okay.
And the AI in the original game wasn't too great. Like, they would sometimes just end up killing themselves very often.
Like, but it's like running off cliffs and ledges, and you're like... well, I like those games. Like, you're getting ready to fight the guy, and, like, the guy does, like, a roll, and he'll roll off the ledge. I'll be like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, because, like, your partners, they're supposed to, like, be able to help you and attack, too. But, like, sometimes they're just stupid, and they just end up walking towards them and not doing anything. You just get hit, and then they die. So... yeah, it's a bit...
oh, I have many stories of, like, AI just, like, being dumb and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Preferably in Dynasty Warriors, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that game was fun. I actually missed those games. Those would actually be some pretty good remakes if they could get back to them. Like, Dynasty Warriors 1 through 3.
Oh, okay.
I used to play those all the time on the PlayStation. And yeah, those games were fun.
Damn. I mean, like, Nintendo's doing, like, they have been doing kind of, like, Dynasty Warriors style.
Oh, with Zelda,
games.
Yeah. Hyrule Warriors, yeah.
Fire Emblem Warriors, too. Stuff like that.
So. Yeah, I remember that came out, and I was like, shit, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But it's not Dynasty Warriors where you have, like, the roster of, like, 30 characters and different movesets and weapons and...
Well, I mean, they still have a pretty large amount of characters I've seen. Like, they even, like, added some new ones. And they gave some characters new designs, like Ganondorf looks badass. And like, look him up right now, actually. Ganondorf, Hyrule Warriors. He's got great hair. And they added like original characters too, like a female character named Linkle, like a female Link. So yeah, she has like two crossbows or something like that.
Oh yeah, Ganondorf does look pretty. He looks gangster.
Oh yeah, look at his hair.
Actually, looks like he does in Twilight Princess.
Yeah, a little bit, but.
You know what reminds me of? If you ever played the original Dynasty Warriors, he almost looks like the character Lubu. Absolutely like one of like the like Lubu is like the guy. Like if you ever played Dynasty Warriors, like you look at him and you just. And actually, Lubu is actually named after like a real legit like old Japanese like warrior, legendary warrior. Like this guy was known to be like the man like back in like those like days.
Damn.
Like he wrecked people and he was more like like a lone general. He wasn't like really known as like being this like king. He just always wanted to fight. Yeah, if you look at this guy, he's badass.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, that was like awesome about those games. Like you had your like three like factions like, and like each faction had like at least like 20 characters,
mm-hmm.
And then there was like this other faction that was like. I guess not a faction, it's more like uncategorized, and that's where like Lubu fell under, you know, he doesn't follow under any flag, he's like his own fighter, he's his own man, he fights for himself.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Of course, like he's got like his soldiers, but like, yeah, he just fights like to be this like legendary warrior, he's like, I don't want to conquer, he's like, I just want to be remembered as like the best of the best.
Damn, sounds edgy.
And he, no, in real life though, like he actually, like, is based on, like, a real character.
Damn.
It's awesome.
Cool.
But that'd be another game I'd like to see, like, remade. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like the originals. Like I said, 1 through 3, if they could redo it, that'd be amazing.
What consoles were they for?
PlayStation 2. Yeah. That's where they first came out.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good if it got a remake then. Like, update the graphics and everything.
They've been around for, like, a while now.
Yeah.
Especially if they're doing Resident Evil 2. Come on, I think you can redo some of these older games.
Mm-hmm.
And Final Fantasy 7. Yeah, that's another... If they're redoing these...
I don't know. I keep hearing, like, jokes about, like, how that remake, Final Fantasy 7, like... might not even come out because it's been in development for a while.
I actually remember, like, back... Even, like, 3 years ago, like, 2015, it, like, being said... Like, oh,
was that when it was announced, or was it earlier?
I think that's, like, when it was, like, being, like, said, like, oh, it's gonna get, like, a remake for, I think, like, at least the PlayStation 3.
Okay, yeah.
Like, they're talking PlayStation 3, Xbox, like, 360, like...
and here we are.
Here we are with PlayStation 4 and Xbox One now, and Nintendo Switch and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, though, would probably be the perfect time for it to, like, come out, though, with all these new remakes, like, you know, Spyro...
Crash Bandicoot,
Resident Evil 2 coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, isn't Kingdom Hearts supposed to be like getting a remake too, or a new one's gonna be coming out?
Yeah, a new one's coming out. It's been in development hell since also 2015, I think, something like that. And yeah, it's I don't know when it's. I think it's releasing next year, but yeah, that should be coming out soon. Did they make remakes for it too? Like 1 and 2.
I think so, yeah.
I think I've seen it on PS4. Like,
There is. You can get 1 and 2 for PS4.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a bundle. My friend had it. He tried it, and he's like, dude, he's like, this game's actually like really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, seriously? And then I watched him play. I'm like, this game actually looks pretty legit.
Yeah, I've seen some people play them, and it looks pretty fun. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'll try it one day. Who knows?
When we have the time.
Yeah. Well, that's going to about wrap up our discussion. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Darian on the D-Pad with Darian and Luke.
Yep.
We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.